How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today, which is MLK Day. It is January 17th, is 2022. This was actually 4 years ago today when I started the podcast, and so I'm just happy to have been consistent with you all. We know we've had some stops and starts, but I'm here 4 years later. Right, 4 years later, still going strong and just excited for the opportunity just to be able to share on a pretty much weekly basis with you all, right? And just to talk about things that are important in life and share a little bit about what's happening in my world and my perspective on what I see and what I hear and what I experience. Not only in my own life, but in the lives of working with fathers and families, right? And one of the things that stands out to me or is important to me is recognizing that we all have choices. We all have choices in this life. And we can choose to do those things that are meaningful and valuable to us, that bring us life. Or we can choose to do other things that doesn't produce life in us, that makes us feel guilty, condemned, shameful, whatever it might be, right? But at the end of the day, each and every one of us have choices. We get to decide how we are going to show up, how we're going to show up in this world, right? And so it's MLK Day, and we think about, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., and he made the choice to show up in such a powerful way that he's still being talked about and celebrated many, many years later, just because he decided to make a choice. Now, he could have allowed for whatever was going on in that time period, right? The racism, whatever it might have been, all those different things that America was experiencing at that time. He could allow those things to keep him from walking into his purpose, walking into his calling, right? But he made the choice to do so. He made the choice to do so. And because of that, we've seen huge changes in the country. Now, granted, there's a long way to go, right? And that's another story for another day. But he made changes, and we've seen strides in the country where things have improved, right? But we, now that we are in the space that we're in and in this present moment, we have to continue to make those changes so that things will be better for those that are coming behind us, right? And so who's going to step up? Who's willing to answer the call, to heed the call, to make the necessary choice to have the impact that they want to have and the impact that is needed in our communities? Because we all have choices. Every single day we have choices. Life is nothing but a ball of choices. And we just keep unwinding it and unraveling it. And it's just one more choice after another choice. It's just layers, right, of choices. And I'm participating in a weight loss challenge, right? And I think I mentioned that last week. But this whole week has been nothing but positive choices so that I can get towards the goal, which is to lose, you know, 25 to 30 pounds, right? But I can't get to this goal if I don't make the choice to do so, right? And so I've been drinking my water. I've been getting up and I've been walking multiple times throughout the week, right? I've been eating differently, having shakes, eating protein, complex carbs, eliminating sugar, eliminating grains, right? All of those things are simple choices. And when those choices are being made repeatedly, then they drive me to where I want to go, right? So we are what we do repeatedly. And so if I repeatedly make the choice to nourish my body, right, in this way and exercise and whatnot, guess what? I'm going to shed the weight that I need to shed. Now, because that's what I've decided that I want to do, right, doesn't mean that that's what somebody else has to do, but the choice is mine, just like the choice is theirs. Is someone else's, right? And so lots of people are participating in this weight loss challenge, and someone was sharing how they had made the choices that weren't consistent with how they wanted to show up for this weight loss challenge, right? And that's fine, right? That's a part of life, because we're not always going to be on point, right? We're not always going to make the choice that serves us the best. But we can't allow for ourselves to be beat up by that, because then we won't be able to achieve and walk in our greatness, right? We'll just wallow in what was, right? Or wallow in self-pity, or wallow in doubt or frustration or whatever it might be. But when we recognize that we haven't made the choice that we wanted to make, and when we now have that awareness, then that gives us a lot of power, right? And we have the power to sit down, get someplace, be still, right? Like we always talk about, like I always share, be still, right? And really reflect on what was happening inside of me in that moment when I made that choice. Because lots of times things are automatic, but there are many times when the choices that we're making, they're not automatic thoughts, right? Or they're not automatic actions. It is, we were unaware, right? And we just made the choice. But when we begin to really like dig deep and reflect and understand and know who we are, then we can see that it really wasn't as unconscious as we thought it was, right? We just kind of ignored that urge or that nudging to make a healthy choice, right? Well, we felt the urge, and so we just went with it, right? But that's a part of life. That's a part of who we are. We're not always going to be perfect, like I was saying, right? And so because now that I recognize why, what was the driving force, the motivator, the influence behind that particular choice that I made, I now have access to new information that will help me to make a better choice down the road. I can't be stuck in that negative feedback loop of, well, I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and then now I'm beating myself up, right? I really have to begin to focus on just understanding myself in this particular moment, right? Understanding who I am right now, how I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, what I'm wanting, right? Because when I have that sort of awareness and I can slow down just enough, then I'm guaranteed to, more often than not, make the choice that I want to make, right? Because I have that power. I've given myself that power, that knowledge. But lots of times it's like, we're just going through life, right? We haven't really thought about what it is that we wanted. We haven't really planned anything out, or we're just doing what other people are doing. We're just going with the flow, right? And many choices are being made for us, and then we begin to feel disempowered or feel like we don't have any purpose, right? Or we're not operating in our design. But when we can recognize that we have the ability to choose every single day how we're going to show up, like, that's the choice that you and I have. That's the power that we have. That's the access to life that we have to create what it is that we want and to not accept what has been given to us. And if we choose to accept what has been given to us, then we can't really complain about it, right? Because then again, that that acceptance of that is yet another choice. And so at some point, we've got to accept responsibility and make the choices that we want to make consistently. And maybe it's not going to be an easy choice to make, right? So like I said, I'm doing this weight loss thing, right? And it actually has been pretty easy for me to not have sugars, to not have fruit, which was actually surprising because those are things that I really enjoy, right? But for whatever reason, I've been able to keep those, right? Maybe it's willpower. Maybe it's my why. Like understanding that I want to be healthy for my family. I want to be able to see my grandkids. Which means I have to live for a really long time because I started pretty late with my children, right? And they're pretty young right now. But there is a real why behind the choices that I'm making. They're the driving factor. They're the motivator for me, right? And so what is going to be your motivation for whatever choice it is that you need to make? And it has to be yours. And you have to own it. You have to choose to own it. Because if you don't, then there's not much you can say, right? You're not allowing yourself the freedom to claim what you wanted because you're choosing something else. And so I just want to leave each and every one of you that's listening, just leave you encouraged, right? Just knowing that you have the ability to make the choices that you want to make every single day. And sometimes you might slip up, and that's okay because that's life. There are the ebbs and flows that come with life, right? Maybe some days we're in moments and seasons where we'll be able to save the money that we said we were going to save. And then there are those times where, you know what, for whatever reason, we're spending more than we said we would and not saving near as much. But again, with those ebbs and flows of life just happening, we have the ability to make sure that life is not happening to us. Does that make sense? Like we get to decide how we're going to respond. And so once we realize that, hey, I'm not walking in alignment with what I want, or I'm not actively pursuing the thing that I want or that said I was going to do, then I get to make that choice to shift, change directions, pivot, right? And then actively pursue. Make the choice to actively pursue. So I'm going to leave it with that. You've been listening to A Father Heard. I hope that this MLK Day, if you're listening, is one in which you make the choice to serve others, right? That was one thing that Martin Luther King was huge on. He was in huge on service of others. And so I hope that on this day, you have the opportunity to serve, that you make that choice to have a positive impact in somebody else's life. And so I appreciate each and every one of you taking the time to listen in. Make sure that you like or share. Don't keep it to yourself, right? But that's a choice. You can choose to or choose not to. It's up to you. But make the most of what you have and make the most out of what you've been given. And continue to make the best choices for you and your family possible. And I'll see you guys on the other side.